Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. New York State reporting our lowest COVID-19 numbers since the outbreak began. Still, Governor Cuomo confirms that he and city officials are in conversation about putting indoor dining on hold as we are set to enter phase three on Monday. This is due to concerns about infected people coming here from out of state, but also because too many people in the boroughs are not complying with social distancing. The governor said the city needs to get on that.
The state is more than doing its part. The responsibility for the local governments, help with testing, help with tracing, but do the local compliance of the socially distance and mask wearing. That is a complication in New York City.
So a decision on indoor dining is expected on Wednesday. Also during his news conference today, the governor had a pointed message for the White House.
To the president, I say today, if you want to help stop COVID-19, then they should start telling the people of this country the truth
about how large a problem and a real threat COVID is. The governor also called on the president to wear a mask himself and to sign an executive order making it mandatory for Americans to do so as well. New Jersey entered its third week of phase two reopening today. Indoor malls and the Motor Vehicles Commission offices both reopening. Jay Daly is the senior general manager of Westfield Garden State Plaza.
When our customers re-enter, they're going to notice, hand sanitizers throughout the property. We have them located at every entrance. There's messaging to remind people about wearing a face mask. There's messaging about reminding people to practice social distancing.
On Thursday, indoor dining and casino gambling resumes at 25% capacity in New Jersey. Amusement parks, water parks, and boardwalks are also expected to get the green light Thursday as well. The New York City budget is due tomorrow, and negotiations are coming down to the final hours as the mayor and city council look for cuts to cover a $9 billion shortfall due to the pandemic. Also a very hot topic this year, the amount allocated for police.
He provided very few details about where he plans to cut the NYPD budget, but he made it clear that deep cuts are coming.
That would achieve $1 billion in savings for the NYPD.
And the mayor is saying the city has cut $8 billion from February's budget proposal and admits the NYPD is being treated differently than other agencies.
And that is because it's important to show that we are going to make changes in this city.
The mayor also looking at putting a hold on NYPD capital projects.
Over a $500 million in the shift to youth recreation centers, to NYCHA developments.
As far as reducing the headcount at the NYPD and across city government, the mayor says that's all on the negotiation table. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
New Jersey lawmakers vote Monday on their spending plan, which also includes deep cuts to programs and services. The $7.7 billion budget only authorizes government spending for 3 months through the end of September. It includes more than $4 billion in across-the-board spending cuts to the various state departments. There are no tax increases, and it does include more money for state universities and the unemployment system. It was another violent weekend in New York City, as the recent spike in shootings did not abate. Among the victims, a recent graduate of James Monroe High School in the Bronx. So far, no arrest.
It's believed that Brandon Hendricks was not a target. Bullets filling up Davidson Avenue around midnight. The 17-year-old star athlete, who just graduated 3 days ago, hit in the neck and killed. His basketball coach, Nigel Thompson.
You know, we're all hurting right now and all supporting each other right now. Several of his teammates and a lot of his friends at the hospital last night. He was very, very, very liked and loved.
He said the coronavirus outbreak put Brandon's dreams of college ball on hold, at least for now.
The plan was for, because of the COVID-19 situations, it just made recruiting just really difficult for a lot of kids, not just him. So we were considering a year of prep school, which is what a lot of the kids do anyway these days. And so, yeah, he was going to go to prep school, you know, achieve his goal of playing Division I or II basketball.
The last photo Brandon posted on Instagram, himself proudly holding his Monroe High diploma. Glenn Schock, 10-10 wins here in the Bronx.
Three people are under arrest in connection with violent attacks in Greenwich Village early today. Two women, 24 and 21, and a 25-year-old man were each slashed at around 5 a.m. at Waverly Place and Christopher Street, close to the historic Stonewall Inn. All three are expected to be okay. It's unclear what led to the attacks. The NYPD is also investigating a case of vandalism a few blocks away at Washington Square Park.
There are two statues of George Washington on each side of the arch, one of him as general, the other of him as president. Both were covered in red paint. Some neighbors, like Linda, were horrified by the vandalism.
I am so upset about this. I mean, this is not our country. You know, the past is what it is. The future is what we can imagine it to be. You know, we create our future. We learn from the history. We don't knock it down and pretend it didn't exist.
Nathan also lives in the neighborhood and says there's a message here about our history.
Protest is sacred in this country, and this is protest, and so I respect it. This is sacred to me as a local monument from my childhood, and so it pains me to see it like that. But it's just paint, and it can be removed. So as I'm talking to you, I guess I'm deciding I'm okay with it.
And it was removed painstakingly by Parks Department workers, first applying a solution to the marble to dissolve the paint, then with a power wash. The NYPD is looking at surveillance video to determine who's responsible. Sonia Rincon, 10-10 wins in Washington Square Park.
There is now a coronavirus testing facility at Kennedy Airport.
Port Authority Executive Director Rick Cotton unveiled the new testing site, located in Terminal 4, which focuses on international flights.
It's the first in an airport terminal. So it is obviously much more convenient for employees and for travelers to actually be able to come to a testing facility that is actually in a terminal.
Except the testing isn't open to passengers, at least not now. It's only for airline, airport, and concession workers. Operated by Express Spa, which had been in the massage and manicure business, CEO Doug Satzman says they can handle 500 tests a day.
We've started off testing two types of tests, the PCR nasal swab, which will tell you whether you are actively infectious today. We're also offering the blood antibody tests, and it might suggest that you've had it in the past.
The turnaround time is at least 2 days. Roger Stern, 10-10 wins at JFK.
We are just days away from the 4th of July, but the party starts tonight here in the city. Because of the pandemic, Macy's is putting on several fireworks displays around town instead of one giant show. The first display tonight, but we don't know where. That's because they're not telling us until shortly before it happens. Here's the mayor.
A lot of people will be able to see them from just wherever they live. We don't want crowds. We don't want a lot of commotion. It's a simple approach in a very imperfect world to give something special to people, but do it with a lot of sense of security and safety.
In fact, each show is only 5 minutes, so it'll be over before people can even congregate. A larger display is planned for Saturday. That will be televised.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.